And now, from Norwich, it's the Quiz of the Week.
It's the Big Fat Football Quiz with Leicester Till I Die TV.
So you think you know your football?
Well, let's see.
Hello, fellow foxes. Yes, it's the Big Fat Football Quiz. And I'm your Big Fat host. I am. And tonight, it's Chelsea. So Ankit, are you ready?
Are you ready?
This is Leicester Till I Die TV. Watch and subscribe on YouTube and listen on your podcast platform.
Hi everybody, Jerry Taggart here. Now be sure to watch Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV by subscribing on YouTube and following them on social media for all the latest Leicester City news and information. Come on, you foxes!
Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Six, five, four, three, two, one.
And it's live.
Yes, good evening. How the devil are we? The season's getting closer, but we're still going ahead with the Big Fat Football Quiz. It's difficult. It's getting tight at the top. This is Leicester Till I Die TV. You can catch us on Facebook, the Leicester Till I Die, the group, on the Twitter sphere, if that's where you live, at Leicester TID, and obviously on YouTube. And if you're not watching us on YouTube, which is obviously Leicester Till I Die TV, nip over there and give my little buttons a tweak. You know, I'm tweak my buttons and I'm yours. I don't know if that sounds right or not, but hey, it's getting tight. We've got a couple to go now. We will be carrying this on more into the season, obviously, as we get people volunteering to do it. But at the moment, the first nine, we've still got Doug up at the top there with 46 points. Leicester, a very respectable second with 44. And then we go down to those we don't talk about, which are basically Burnley and Man United. And, well, let's bring my fellow host in this evening. Some would say he is not the Big Fat Quiz of the Week. That would be very good. It's Mr. Bradley, or as I like to call him, Richard Whiteley. Richard, good evening.
Oh, Richard Whiteley now. Excellent.
Well, I'm going through them. I was a different one each week, mate.
Yeah, you're basically working your way through all the dead quiz hosts. I appreciate that. Thank you.
The problem is, when you go and look at good British UK sort of TV quiz hosts, most of them are dead. That is the problem.
The only reason you're calling me Richard is because you fancy yourself as Carol Vorderman. I've seen you at the weekends, Chris.
I don't know, Richard Riley. Oof, yeah, Rachel Riley.
Richard Riley. There's a Twitter rumour to get going.
It is, isn't it? Oh, hey, let's not go there. How are you doing this week, sir?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I hope you're okay, Chris. You're looking well?
Yes. Hey, I've got my tickets. Have you got yours?
I have indeed, yes. Yeah, you're gonna get down there to Wembley, which is great. Maybe I'll bump into you in that.
It's kind of up a little bit, but yes. So, hey, still tickets available, apparently. Any Leicester fans watching? What are you doing? What are you doing?
But and you do get a point on the away system. So anyone who moaned that they didn't have enough.
Do you know, the prices weren't bad either, were they?
20 quid for a Wembley trip, I think. It's not bad, is it?
No, not bad at all. Not bad at all. Anyway,
what happened, just a quick one. What happened the last time we were there, Chris?
Do you know, I honestly think...
we ask our guest?
Well, we could. That's a good idea. Shall we ask him what happened? Yeah. I'll let you ask him. Good evening, Ankit.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
We were just trying to remember what happened last time Leicester got to the cup final. Went to Wembley.
Oh, yes. Of course, I remember, right? But probably that was a blessing in disguise that we won the Champions League a couple of weeks later. And of course, you know, one for you guys for sure. Like, you know, you guys deserve it after so many years. So fair enough there.
We'll let you have the Champions League, won't we, Craig? You
know. Yeah, just share the trophies around. It's fine.
Yes.
In fact, you know, with the next guest that we've got on later, we've basically got a clean sweep of the big trophies this season.
Yes. And it's a rerun. It's a rerun tonight because we've got Chelsea now.
Yeah.
And coming up at 9, we've got Charlie, who's a Man City fan. Yeah. And like I said, Ankit, I mean, I'm not trying to sort of insult you and sort of guess your age, but just say Charlie is only 14. So, you know, we won't feel bad if you beat him that bad, but it is a rerun of the Champions League. But hey, Ankit, you run your own Chelsea channel. Give it a shout out. The link is in the YouTube description below, but give it a shout out. Let people know how they can find you.
Sure. As in, having said that, like, I heard you, Chris, but I'm just 18 years old, just for you guys in there. But I mean, anyway, coming to the channel, you know, yes, it is definitely a lot of Chelsea content that you can find. But I have started a lot more than that. There is a trivia show even on my channel, although there I'm on the other side of the table. And apart from that, yes, I did cover the Euros. And a lot of cricket is coming up as well. So yes, it's RCPN Chelsea Fan TV. But yes, you know, that's a key, right? It's both cricket and football. But yes, definitely more of football content and mainly Chelsea and other stuff. So you can find me on YouTube. I am available, you know, with this name, RCPN Chelsea Fan TV, on Twitter as well as on Facebook, as well as on Instagram, right? So definitely, you know, look forward to connecting.
Of course, part of the fun of doing this every week, and for me certainly, I don't know about you as well, Craig, is the fact that Ankit's been playing along in the comments. And now, whether you've been trying to fool us and deliberately getting a lot of them wrong, Ankit, because I don't want to sort of, you know, build you up at all, but you did get a lot wrong.
Well, I did get a lot right as well, so I don't know if you were really counting, but yeah. As in,
don't try and say that.
No, but definitely, you know, I love quizzes, right? As in, just to kind of share with you, like, you know, until I belong to India primarily and then moved to Canada. So there was no, like, you know, weekly matches that we used to follow every week, like, you know, till about 2002, till the time World Cup came to Asia, right? So till then, it was more about just studying football and stuff like that. So that's how I kind of got into sports quizzes. But one thing is, you know, being the quiz master, and another thing is, you know, being in the hot seat, and that's what I am today. So that's something that I look forward to. Let's see how it goes.
Well, Sean, I presume this guy's a Chelsea fan here. So it's best of luck, mate. Get to the top of the table. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. And can I just say, my daughter says this every week, and as you mentioned it there, Quizmaster, who votes that Chris should do a quiz? There is no chance. There is, you know, it's like getting Anton Deck to do a trial on I'm a Celebrity. Took them 10 years to do that. Well, I won't be here in 10 years, so I'll maybe do it in 11, eh? You know, isn't Craig's going to do it first? Because he's the one, all I'm doing is purely hosting it. Craig's the S&M fan in here that does all the questions.
I'll tell you what, Chris, I'll make this promise now. I'll do a quiz on one condition.
What's that?
I set the questions.
We will see. Yeah, but we'll ask you the questions backwards.
Yeah.
But right. So we've got the quiz. We're going to get it started. Just basically for anybody that's new, and just as a reminder here for Ankit, just the rules, we do actually, believe it or not, on this channel, do have some rules in place. Contestants must be on camera for obvious reasons, which Ankit is. although there isn't a time limit on how long you've got to answer the question, so don't feel you've got to answer it within a certain amount of time. If you do go on too long, we will then introduce the clock. So you've got 20 questions with a maximum of 60 points. You're going to end up with 10 home questions, which for you will be about Chelsea, Ankit. Not one cricket question in there, thank God. And they're worth 2 points each. 5 away general football questions, which are worth 3 points each. And we'll start off with 5 Leicester City questions, which, because obviously it's Leicester, they're going to be worth 5 points each. You are going to have 3 lifelines. You're going to have, you can ask me, if you're desperate. You can have a second guess. If you can't decide between 2 and the one you get is wrong, you can use a second guess and go back for your second one. And you can switch a question where if you don't like a question at all, you can switch it for another one and hopefully it's going to end up slightly easier. So are you okay with all the rules there, Ankit?
Yes. Perfect, I'm ready.
Play along at the side. Sean. I didn't know Sean, sorry. I've been on shows with you before, Weekly Armchair. If you'd called yourself Sean Weekly Armchair Dowley, I would have remembered you. Welcome along, Sean. Thanks for joining us. You'll have to come on and do the quiz later in the year. So join in, by all means, in the comments. But as Craig very, very kindly quoted last week, please put Q1 and Q2 next to it so I know which one when we go to look through them in the breaks. So it's over to the venerable Mr. Whiteley to get us underway and start the quiz with the Leicester questions.
Cool. Here we go. Good luck, Ankit. I'm sure you'll do well, mate. We'll try and ease you in gently and then see where we go. So as Chris rightly told you, 3 lifelines, including the Ask Chris and... Maybe Leicester questions are the one to use him on. But here we go. Question number 1. From which club did Leicester sign Jamie Vardy in 2012?
Fleetwood.
That is correct. Well done. 5 points. You're on the board, Ankit. You can relax. Your 5 points is safe. Question number 2. How many full senior caps does James Maddison have?
Wow. I know that he was picked, but did he really play? Wow, that's almost a trick question. I believe so, but I may be wrong. Okay, you know what? I'll go with 1.
Okay. The correct answer is 1. Well done.
I wasn't sure. Well done, Ankit. I wasn't sure, but I would have guessed. I would have guessed 1.
I was kind of stuck between 1 and 2, right? Because I know that he came on 1, like, you know, Craig is going to say, but I think another match is something that he did not feature, so I think that doesn't count as a cap, right?
Yeah, that's right. He came on for Oxlade-Chamberlain in the 7-0 victory over Montenegro in November 2019. Well done.
The peak of his England career, right?
Exactly. Yes. And if he goes to Arsenal, the end of his England career.
Sure thing, that.
Question 3. Full house on the way, Ankit. Mm-hmm. Who was Leicester City manager when they won the League Cup in 2000?
Interesting. I know that there have not been many Leicester City managers who won cups, but I do recall.
Ooh.
Sorry, whatever that's like. I'm trying to eliminate you, right? So,
Please use your Ask Chris on this one.
No. Okay. So, I know that. Okay, around that time, probably Gary Megson was the manager, but I don't think he won anything, and it was for a short time. I think probably the longest duration that I remember a Leicester City manager at the time, because that's exactly when I kind of became a Premier League, you know, fanatic, was probably Martin O'Neill. So I think I'll go with Martin O'Neill.
It was indeed Martin O'Neill. Well done, Leicester beat Tranmere 2-1.
I hope you've got some difficult Chelsea questions. These are you were fooling us, Ankit, weren't you? You were fooling us.
Well, it's about when you peak, right? So as a fan, when I peak, so probably when you start watching, you kind of are closer to kind of study the game. So I think this was probably lucky for me. But yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff indeed.
Yeah.
Question number four. Who knocked Leicester out of the Europa League last season at the round of 32 stage?
Oh, well, this one is a very easy one. Obviously, we won the Champions League, so I would like to rub it in for once. But yes, it was Slavia Prague.
It was indeed.
How did you guys not even score? I think, exactly. You didn't even score, right? As in, that was crazy.
I was 0-0 away and we lost 2-0 at home.
Yes.
Okay, question
five. We were saving ourselves for the FA Cup this year, weren't we?
Oh, yes.
And no one's got a clean sweep on the Leicester questions, so here's your chance. Okay. Which club did Harvey Barnes join on loan in January 2017 for the remainder of the 2016-17 season, scoring 6 goals in 21 appearances?
2017, you mentioned, right? Okay, I may have to use a lifeline. I feel I kind of have an answer in mind, but again, I'm not 100% sure. I think it is Brighton, but I don't know. I don't want to take a chance. Yeah, I'll probably ask Chris here.
And remember, you don't have to take Chris's answer either. You can always go with one of your own.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you started to ask this question, I was like, yeah, I know this one. It's easy. And then you threw the 2016-17 in the mix because I don't know. 16-17, that was after we won the Premier League, the season after we won the Premier League. And my first thought was obviously was West Bromwich Albion, but that was his last club. But I'm sure that was after them because it was Claude Puel that brought him back. Oof. The only one I can think of, but I'm sure it was because I know he went out on loan to a few clubs, but the only one I can think I'm thinking Hull, but I know Hull's not right. I'm thinking West Bromwich Albion, but I'm pretty sure it was before then. But that is the only one I can think of. Was it Birmingham? No. Was it? Oh, Preston. I could name 91 other clubs here. I don't think it's right, but the only one that's springing to mind is West Bromwich Albion.
Yeah, because 2016-17, I don't think West Brom were in the Premier League, if I remember right. Brighton were probably there, and I don't remember seeing Harvey Barnes in the Premier League.
I don't remember him going to Brighton. Brighton doesn't ring any bells with me. But it's just those years, because like I said, that's the year after we won the Premier League. And I know, say, with West Brom, Puel brought him back from West Brom, which basically saved his career for 6 months.
Yeah, so I can say.
I'm sorry, Ankit. That's the only one.
Fair enough, Chris. It's definitely, one of those questions where, the guy has been on a few loans for sure, right? As in, the key is the time here. So I'll go with Chris, because I'm not sure of my answer as well, Craig. So I'll go with West Brom.
Okay. West Brom is incorrect, I'm afraid. You can still use your second guess, Lifeline, or you can save that for later.
I think I'll save it.
Okay. Before he went on loan to West Brom, he went on loan to Barnsley.
I kind of remember it from B, but my bad.
That isn't the answer either.
Oh, wow.
His first loan club was MK Dons.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't have got it for sure.
Hey. As you can see, I wouldn't have got it. I didn't get it. Bloody hell. MK. No, that was That was difficult. There is a streak in him. There is a bit of an S&M streak in our Craig, definitely, you know.
We can't let people have easy runs.
I do feel a bit like Jeremy Clarkson with the old goat gazelle, whatever it was, question on who wants to be a millionaire. But before we know how many points and how you've done there, let's have let's just have a look at some of the answers here. Munsey's just saying, yes, it's Lady Munsey. Munsey, Mumsy, I do apologise. there we go. How many... And Steve Mack's doing his own quiz down here and asking questions. So I think Ankit's struggling on his own here. We won't throw any more at him. So, Craig... Give us the scores on the doors, and I do believe it's a very, very strong start for Ankit.
It was indeed. That's a great start, Ankit. Four questions right, that's 20 points.
Yeah, that's a good start. Fingers crossed.
Well, 20 points at this point. I mean, you're only six off Man United, and you're only 10 off Burnley. So methinks you're not going to be ending up at the bottom of the table.
Hopefully, yeah. You know, but I really wanted to save this Ask Chris for the general section, but yeah, let's see. You know, hopefully I'll crack it as well.
Okay.
You might have been better off with that answer, might you? Asking me the general football. Okay. I'm sorry, Ankit. I'm sorry. I would have never got MK Dons if I'd have been sat here all night. You know?
No, that's a great question for sure, right? I think let's move ahead. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to section two, which is general football. Five questions, 3 points each. You still have your second guess, and you can bring on a sub and swap the question if you don't like it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Question number one. Which team finished 17th last season, one place above the relegation spots?
Wow. Okay, again, like, I don't know, Brighton is again ringing a bell to me, but is it Brighton or Newcastle? Brighton, Newcastle, Burnley. I know Brighton had a good run towards the end. Wow. I think I'll have to go with one of these three, Brighton, Newcastle, Burnley. Which one should I go with? Okay, let me try and calculate it quickly. I believe Newcastle did get that win against Man City towards the end, which was it a win? No, it was a loss actually, 4-3. Yeah, because last week is something that they were kind of safe and, you know, I didn't look so closely, if I remember right, but definitely one of these three is what I feel. 17th, I will go with, I'm just picking one here to be honest, but I'll go with Newcastle.
Okay, Newcastle is incorrect, I'm afraid, but you do have your second guess if you want to use that.
I'm afraid I'm confused between two more, so I'd rather not use it.
Okay. Yeah. You did mention them. It was one of those. It was Burnley, who finished on 39 points, 11 clear of 18th place. So they weren't really in any trouble.
Yeah.
But it was Burnley. Okay.
Yeah.
Question number two. Who scored Italy's goal in the recent Euro 2020 Cup final against England?
Okay, this one I should get it. It is Bonucci.
It was indeed Bonucci. Yeah.
Offside. I know for some reason I was about to say Chiesa, you know, then I just remembered what exactly happened and Bonucci giving the fist pumps and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Question three. Atletico Madrid won the very first Europa League final in 2010 after its name change from the UEFA Cup, but which English team did they defeat in the final?
It was 2010, right?
Yep.
Okay. I think there are two clubs again ringing a bell. It is either Middlesbrough or Fulham. But I think Middlesbrough was probably before when Hasselbank was there. So it couldn't be 2010. So I think I will go with Fulham. Fulham.
Okay. And that is correct. Fulham. Atletico beat them 2-1 after extra time.
Yeah.
Well done.
Bobby Zamora days.
Yeah. Question.
Can I just say, sorry, Reese has just jumped off the window ledge now.
Is he worried?
He just matched him.
Question four. Who is currently the most expensive player ever signed by a Premier League club?
Wow. It's expensive. Okay, I know Pogba broke our records a few years ago, but is he still... most expensive in Premier League. Okay, I'm just trying to eliminate teams here quickly. I don't think Man City does such signings. I know they just sign 50 million fullbacks every season, a couple of them. And Liverpool, well, how much did they pay for Alisson? Probably not as much as Kepa or around the same. So I think it should be Manchester United because no other club can pay that high comparatively. And I think, yeah, Pogba was definitely more than Maguire from what I recall. But what about Sancho? Sancho, what was the price? I think it was about... no, I don't think the record is broken there either. I'll go with Paul Pogba.
Well worked out. It was indeed Paul Pogba.
Cost, just in time.
Just in time.
89 million in back in 2016. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous, isn't it? It's ridiculous when you say
absolutely.
Okay, and your final question in this round. Which player who is currently still playing has the most full England caps?
Which player who's currently still playing has... okay, so the person need not be actually playing for England currently. Is that what I get from the question? So, current player who's still playing has... okay, among all the current players, who has the most England caps? I think Wayne Rooney did retire, right? Finally, he's manager of Derby. So I don't think he's playing anymore. Is he a player manager for Derby? He might just be, actually. I don't remember him actually announcing the retirement. Doesn't ring a bell. Yeah, I think he's playing for Derby. I think it's got to be Wayne Rooney, right? Okay, let me just quickly look at the other options. Yeah, probably going by the question, it's definitely not someone who's playing for England right now. So it's got to be someone who's immediately, like, maybe, you know, not selected in the last tournament. I think I'll just go with Wayne Rooney.
Well, for my information, he's not registered as a player at the moment this year. So it's not Wayne Rooney. Obviously, we'll go away and double-check that, Ankit, but... my understanding is that he's not registered as a player anymore. So that's incorrect. So you've still got your lifeline of a second guess if you want to use it or you want to save that.
Okay, I do have a second guess in mind. That's James Milner. But I think I'll just keep it. I'll probably pass this, yeah.
Okay. The answer is Joe Hart.
Okay, that was good.
Oh,
with 75 caps. Okay.
Well, again, another good. Honestly, Ankit, you were just fooling us all along with this. This getting your questions wrong. Obviously, being in the hot seat suits you.
Thriving on the pressure.
Can I just say, TM, and I'm just going to say here, you have seemed to have taken over the mantle from Ankit here, because she went with Kane, but then she actually followed that up with, and I thought Kane, I've got to be honest with you, more likely I'm wrong. And then TM said, told you I was wrong. So yes, TM, you were wrong, but in your defense, I was thinking Kane as well. Andrew, honestly, mate, again, you're going to win the special package for the comment of the show. Rooney is playing away, but he's not playing football, allegedly, just in case my lawyers are watching. So how you'll get me into trouble, Andy, you really will. You will. How I think he's doing rather well. Richard?
Yeah, doing very well. Doing very well. 9 points there, Ankit. That takes you on to a total of 29.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
So you're already off the bottom.
If I remember rightly, I think you're 1 point off Burnley.
Right, absolutely. But now I'm thinking, like, I have to get probably all right, as in probably that's over expecting, you know, from myself. But yes, let's see how it goes.
Well, it's 10 questions, isn't it, Craig? And what are they worth?
2 points each. There's 20 points. So a full house gets you onto 49.
Mm-hmm. Which would put you top, I believe. Now, also as well, what lifelines does he have left?
He's still got two. So you've got the switch question and the second guess.
Right. It's, you know, this could be done, Ankit, here.
I have to be careful how I use my lifelines, right? As in, let's see. As in, definitely, it's either I know it or not. So hopefully I do.
All I can say is, what a double that would be for Chelsea. Champions League and the Leicester Till I Die Quiz League. I mean, you know, I expect a phone call off Mr. Abramovich.
Sure, Dan.
Go on, okay. Let's see how you do
this. Let's get into them. Okay. Drum roll. Question number one. Chelsea reached their first FA Cup final in 1915. The game ended in a 3-0 defeat for Chelsea. But who beat them?
Sheffield United.
It was indeed straight in there. Sheffield United was the last cup final to be held before competitive football was suspended for World War
I. I knew, like, the first question is about a defeat in the FA Cup, you know. So maybe I'll ready for that.
We've got somebody that remembers football further back than you, Craig.
Indeed. Question number two. You're still on track then, Ankit. Mm-hmm. Who replaced Avram Grant as Chelsea manager in July 2008?
Wow. This is not easy because there have been so many. Trust me, like, even I've lost count.
There has been one or two, hasn't there?
Avram Grant obviously took over once Jose Mourinho left. And then I think it was July, you said. So it should have been a summer move. I'm guessing it was Luis Felipe Scolari. And then 2009, heading came. Yeah, it's got to be Luis Felipe Scolari. Yeah, I'll go with Luis Felipe Scolari.
That is correct. He lasted until February before he was replaced. Yeah.
That's a long time for a Chelsea one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. David Zappacosta made his Chelsea debut on the 9th of September in a 2-1 away win at Leicester and has gone on to make a total of 26 appearances for the club. But from which club was he bought in August 2017?
Wow, good question. I always get confused between a lot of Italian clubs, you know, because we have so many players coming from loan and, you know, going back. Okay, I'll try and eliminate here. Definitely, it's not one of the top four from Italy. So it probably is one of Sampdoria or Torino or I think probably these two are the options that... Ring a bell. You know what? I'll take a guess, a calculated one at that, but I think it's Torino.
It's a very good calculated guess, Ankit. That is correct. €28 million.
You know what? I call him, and I still call him the poor man's Kapu. I know it's probably, you know, insulting the legend that Kapu is, but you know, I genuinely believe that he is underrated as a wing back, as much as he cannot defend. You know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's me.
Well done. Well done. Still on track. So I think you'll get this one, Ankit. From who did Roman Abramovich purchase Chelsea in July 2003?
It was Ken Bates, right?
Is that your answer, or are you asking me?
It is Ken Bates.
Yes, it is Ken Bates.
Yeah. He always says that, Ankit. He always says that. Tries to put you off.
I was wondering how come, like, such a straightforward question. That's why I was like, okay, is it more to the answer, right?
I have to mix it up a little bit. I have no idea of the level of knowledge. So there's a few fairly straightforward ones in, and then I'll try and throw a few stinkers in.
Thing is, though, with the straightforward ones, we could be tricking you, couldn't you, Craig?
Could be.
Yeah. I'll just leave the green tick up there for you, Ankit. You know, I won't bother taking it down. Well, only one of the persons got a clean sweep on their own questions. That was Everton. Are you going to do it?
Okay. Question five. In the 2012 Champions League final, Chelsea beat Bayern Munich 4-3 on penalties after the match ended 1-1 after 90 minutes and extra time. But which player took Chelsea's first penalty in the shootout and had it saved by Manuel Neuer?
Oh, if I get this one wrong, all the Chelsea fans will be behind me, I'm sure. I do remember it was Juan Mata.
David Luiz, Drogba, Lampard and Ashley Cole all scored. Juan Mata missed. All right.
Yeah, I still get goosebumps, by the way, for the Champions League win. So.
Okay, this is probably another fairly straightforward one. Chelsea beat Real Madrid in the semi-final of last season's Champions League. But what was the score on aggregate?
Okay, just quickly calculate just to be sure. First leg was 1-1 and the second leg was 2-0. So it's probably 3-1.
It is 3-1, correct.
This is just too easy.
It's a joy to behold, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. According to the Premier League website, which of the following players played the most Premier League minutes last season?
Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for this.
I'm not.
Christian Pulisic, Antonio Rudiger, or Kai Havertz?
Wow. You know what? Three people who missed portions of the season. Very good question. I must say, like, you know, really is getting me confused. Let me quickly calculate. So I think, Rudiger played a lot of football, but all under Tuchel. So I think let's go with the law of averages. He wouldn't have played the highest. Kai Havertz was down with COVID for a good while. Obviously, he didn't start because he was new to the Premier League. But Pulisic was injured as well from time to time. Having said that, I think Pulisic came on as a sub much more than Kai Havertz. I think I'll go with Pulisic, probably played the most.
Rudiger played 1,710 minutes. Kai Havertz played 1,521. Pulisic played 1,736. So by 26 minutes, it was indeed Christian Pulisic.
Wow. Close one.
Okay. Still on track. Chelsea signed Ben Chilwell from Leicester in August 2020 for around $45 million. But prior to Chilwell, who was the last player Chelsea signed from Leicester?
Okay, I know we signed from Leicester every 2 years in the last, say, 6 years. I think, I'm guessing it's Danny Drinkwater. I don't remember signing a player. I think Conte, Drinkwater, Chilwell. Yeah, I think it's Danny Drinkwater.
It was Danny Drinkwater for. Do you know how much you paid? Do you want to know how much you paid?
Oh man, like that's like too much. You know, I can't believe that. But yeah, you know, mistakes do happen. That's all I can say.
Apparently, he's playing very well in pre-season.
But you know, that's what Barkley, Drinkwater, the, you know, kind are such that they are preseason rock stars, and then they flatter to deceive, right? And that's what is the bad part. But let's see. Probably
yeah, we'll get maybe at some point you'll get your £34 million worth.
No way.
I think you can say he was definitely one of those players where the guys that he played with made him look good.
Yeah.
Okay, two questions left. Question number 9. Which former England manager made 237 appearances for Chelsea between 1960 and 1966?
Okay, this is a little bit tricky. I know I have lifelines. Okay, I do have a second guess as well, right? I don't want to switch the question. I think I might get it. 1960 and 1966, right? I know that during the time, Chelsea were captained by Terry Venables. It has to be Terry Venables, but did he make so many appearances? That is the only thing I'm not sure of. Let me go with Terry Venables.
It was Terry Venables. Well done.
Yeah.
So, with it one question left with two lifelines left?
Indeed. It's not a bad place to be, is it?
You know, I'm calling Roman Abramovich right now because I think they can probably hire me, right, Chris?
Can I just say, I think you deserve, I can't find it now, but yeah, you deserve one of these.
Unbelievable, Jeff!
Thank you.
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Good luck, Anki. Good luck, mate.
Question 10. The figure of a lion has appeared on the Chelsea club badge since 1953. But what figure appeared on the badge between 1905 and 1952?
Okay, this is a tough one. But if I remember right, okay, I'll probably take a guess here. I might be wrong though, but I think, was it a pensioner?
If you can give me a little bit more, Ankit.
Yeah, then so pensioner, as in it's basically the army folks, you know.
I'm going to give you that. It was a Chelsea pensioner.
Yeah,
it was on the badge. It was replaced for 1 year in 1952 with the letter CFC.
Wow.
Which looked more like Rangers badge, to be fair.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good one, Craig, for sure. Like, I didn't know about the CFC part, but yeah, I remember the pensioner.
Well,
Ankit, I've got to say, mate.
Indeed.
Not only did you get a full sweep of your own questions, you had two lifelines left at the end.
You know what? I should have used it. I would have got probably two more in the beginning, right? As in, probably, yeah. But, you know, that's too greedy. I'm happy. That's all I can say.
You maybe should have used one of those instead of your ask, Chris. you had two lifelines left. You only got three questions wrong.
Yeah. I mean,
all this, you know, you've been flogging us at Dafton, haven't you, every week when you've been in the thing?
You know what? No. So, Chris and Cray, I think probably when you guys are doing the quiz, it seems like I'm getting few wrong. But if you notice, like every quiz, I was just getting maybe four or five wrong. But yes, today I have to say that probably, I was lucky to get the questions of my type, you know. And maybe it's because they're Chelsea questions. So, put it that way, right?
Yeah, honestly, questions, you either know them or you don't at the end of the day. And, you know, that I would never have got MK Dons. And I tell you what, there's going to be a lot of Leicester, and I'm not just saying this because I got it wrong, but I think there's a lot of Leicester fans out there would not have got MK Dons either, you know. Right, well, TM's saying well done, and that's coming from a Tottenham fan. Munzi is saying, how did he get on? Well, let's find out with Richard himself, Mr. Whiteley. Do you want to, as I bring the table up here, I have a feeling where Ankit is going to be, but go on, give us the give us the points.
Ankit, in his three rounds, he scored 20, 9, and then a full house of 20 again, giving him a total of 49 points.
Moves you to the top of the table.
It does.
I did say to you, Ankit,
yeah,
you're going to get one of these.
I'm speechless, you know. I'm like, I cannot believe it's probably a great achievement for me that I did not like expect, to be honest. But yeah, it's fun, right? After all, like, the questions are great as well, and I enjoyed myself thoroughly. So, but yeah, I'm a little bit, you know, thinking like I probably, you know, should have at least touched that 50 mark. But let's see, you know, how much Charlie gets, and you know, we'll probably connect in the next season for sure.
That's gonna be I think it's gonna be a hard. I didn't think anybody would beat Doug, to be honest with you. But you know, you have done 49 points, absolutely brilliant. I've got to go off now and I've got to sort of do that graphic, and it's not going to hurt me at all, you know. But just, we still got the FA Cup off you, mate. We still. Amondi sends his congratulations to you as well. Tune into the Man United agenda after this, said Munsey. Do tune in, but make sure you come back at 9 o'clock for our Manchester City one. Munsey said he would, you would beat them all. We'll see, Munsey. Maybe you've got to message me and say you want to come on, and we'll see what we can do for you. Ankit, all I can say is, mate, well done. Congratulations. Yeah. I think Craig will say the same as well. That was an outstanding performance. And I think Craig needs to go away and look at the standard of questions he's setting. I think they've actually got easier week by week. I am joking, of course. Ankit, thanks for coming on, mate. All the best. We'll speak to you afterwards. And take care, mate. And we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well done, Ankit.
Thank you, guys. Cheers. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
That wasn't that good. 49 points. Deservedly goes to the top of the table.
Yeah, fantastic. I know there was a couple of fairly straightforward ones in there, but I thought there was a couple that might trip him up, and he sailed through them, so fair play.
Do you know what? And as I said this before, sometimes when you get asked a quiz question and it's too easy, you talk yourself out of it.
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking like, oh, it can't be that. That's too... It's like I know it wasn't West Brom, because that would have been too easy. But, Ankit's gone altogether. I thought he was going to stop afterwards and and ask me that question. TM, we'll see you later. Thanks for joining us. He said he's coming back later on. Yeah. Right, well, Craig, we shall see you at 9 o'clock when it is Man City that are coming up and it our 14-year-old Charlie. And we'll see. Honestly, whether it's still good to use after 14 years, I don't know.
Well, that was a great performance by Ankit. So, just anyone coming on, you know, you're putting yourself out there to be shot at. So fair play to everyone. And, and most of the people, as I say, even those who are a little bit towards the lower end, their scores could have been a lot better, you know, that... all of them, you know, I know Dan and Manu, and they were very close to getting a couple of right answers. They just went the wrong way. But everyone knows their stuff, and it's good to give them a chance to air their knowledge.
Yeah. Ankit, sorry you had to go. And I always forget that you're about 5 hours, is it, ahead of us. So it's 1, 2, 3. You should, it's past your bedtime, mate. It's past your bedtime. Give me a message and I'll talk you through that information you're requesting at the start of the show and tell you how to do that. Craig, I'm gonna have to come up with another name for you now for the next show. Go and get changed so we look like we're a different week. These aren't all recorded in 1 week. Thank you very much, sir, and I will see you in an hour and 10 minutes.
Cheers, thanks Chris. Everybody. Bye, everyone.
Take care, mate. All the best. Thanks to everybody that joined us tonight, joined in there. Munsey, what team do you support? What team do you support? Let us know, because we're trying to get all the teams done that we can. Some fans aren't wishing to come on, which is fine. It's not for everybody. If we can't fill the, obviously, other 19 Premier League teams, we may go back and have a couple of the same teams in. So let us know who you support, Munsey. And we'll see if we can get you on. So that's it, Ankit. Well done, mate. Top of the table. He does say definitely gets one of these. He's a great lad. He's a great lad, his Ankit. Really, really pleased for him. Well done, mate. And we will see you back at 9 o'clock. I'm trying to do two things at once, and you know, I never could. See you at 9. Stay safe. Thanks very much.
Hello, Matt Elliott here. Be sure to watch Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube and follow all their social media platforms for the latest updates and news on Leicester City Football Club.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye, and see you next time.
Questions, suggestions, or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time.